Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Hello and welcome to our broadcast from Let the Bible Speak. I want to welcome all who join us today and thank you for being with us. My name is Nigel Campbell. I'm a general practitioner, a family practitioner in Lisburn, County Antrim, and I'm also an elder in our church at Lisburn. I've been given a topic today to speak on, and that topic is hope in depression. Now, I would like you to turn to God's Word with me, please, and we're going to read from the Psalms, Psalm number 42 and 43. They come together as just the one Psalm, and we'll read them as one. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I will yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Amen, and God will bless the public reading of his word. We'll bow in prayer before we think on what we have read. Our Father, we thank you today for the truth of your word. We thank you for the scriptures that we have, that we can open and that we can look at together. And we do pray for all who tune in today that they might be blessed as we consider your word. Father, we pray for those who know and love thee, that there may be comfort for their hearts and help in the midst of trouble or in depression. And for those who don't know thee, that there might be a word that will cause them to flee to Christ, the one who is able to save them from all of their sin. So, Lord, we pray that you will bless us in our thoughts and in our deliberations and in this preaching. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me the right words to speak. And may we all know much of your help this day, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Mental health and mental health disorders, of course, are a very topical thing just now. We think of the coronavirus that we face in this year and the lockdown and all that has flowed from that. And many people feel distressed, feel depressed, feel that their mood has been flattened or knocked down by all that they face. And mental health is a very broad picture, of course. It ranges from anxiety, perhaps, on one side, where we feel nervous and anxious and frightened, through to depression on the other side, where the mood drops down low and we feel that life is hopeless and without purpose. It can also be mild, and we've all suffered from mild symptoms of depression where we feel our mood coming and going, but then the range can go through to more severe symptoms where people feel they have delusions and they have thought disorder and there may be hallucinations and they may become psychotic in their thinking. Today we want to look at depression and seek to provide some counsel from God's word. Now, the word depression does not actually appear in this Bible. In the King James Version, the authorized version that I have, doesn't have the word depression within it. And that's because when it was written in 1611, the word depression didn't mean as we perceive it to mean just now. It meant purely just a dip in the road or a fault in a field. Of course, now we think of depression being something that's mental, something that we're afflicted by. Let me define depression for you before we look at this passage that we've read together. Depression has been defined as a persisting, pervasive, low mood with a sense of hopelessness. And we see all this portrayed in the Psalms that we read together. Now notice with me before we begin that the title of Psalm 42 tells us that it is a maskil psalm. 13 of the Psalms in God's Word are so entitled. And this word, if you have a margin, means instruction or for your learning. So already we have highlighted for us that these Psalms together are for our instruction. There is something here that we can learn from God's Word. David's the author. He's in trouble, possibly being pursued by Saul. We don't know the circumstances. Maybe it's during the time of Absalom's rebellion. But either way, David was in a low place with his mood. We'll take verse 5 of Psalm 42 as our text today. It reads, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." I want you to notice with me, firstly, the problem as it is described. David's distress is vividly portrayed here in the scriptures. Even in our text, we see the word cast down. And that denotes for us someone whose mood is low, very low. And it also denotes for us that he's been pushed into that position. He's been cast down into that position. And this term, cast down, is the closest we have to the word depression in our English Bible. And it's worth studying the cast downs of God's word, for there's great instruction in those terms. But also in our text, we see the word disquieted. And that suggests turmoil, trouble of mind, restlessness, agitation. And we see that throughout the psalm. Look with me at verse 1. "As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God." David is saying that like a deer that's looking for water and has been chased perhaps by an enemy, David's soul seeks after something that is lost, something that's gone. He's seeking after that satisfaction and peace and contentment that have left him. Verse 2. We see spiritually that God is distant from the psalmist. He recognizes the need to be close to God once more. And he asks himself, when shall I appear before God? Then in verse 3 we have tears. How often tears come in our distress and in our low mood. And our tears, they come during the daytime. But then very often they come also at night, don't they? They disturb our sleep. We're distressed, we're worried, we're anxious. We can't get over to sleep and we think of those low thoughts and those low moods. and the heart seems to break within us. Verse 4, we see the thoughts that come to our minds, they start to torment us. We remember past times when we were happy, when we went with God's people up to the house of God, in David's case, and yet this is all in the past. It's gone. He doesn't have this same comfort. And these thoughts trouble him, torment him, and cause him great distress. Her tears are saying to him, "Where is your God, David?" His tears are saying to him, "David, why do you feel like this? Does God care?" And of course we know to the answer to that to be that he does care. In verse 7, we see our natural resources being overwhelmed. David's ability to cope with all of this stress in his life is overwhelmed. He describes it as billows that are going over his head. He feels he's drowning in his trouble and in his grief and sorrow. He also feels the pain of that reproach in verse 10. His tears said to him, "Where is your God, David?" Now his enemies are taunting him and saying, "David, you're the Christian. David, you're meant to be strong. You're meant to be happy. Where's your God now, David? Where's his help now, David?" All of this seems gone to the psalmist. And then finally, I want you to notice under this thought that verses 5, and we read these together, verse 11 of Psalm 42 and verse 5 of Psalm 43, we have almost the same words. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou so disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I will yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Over and over again, the psalmist repeats this same verse to his heart. He's speaking to his own soul. He's inquiring of himself, "Why do I feel like this?" So too, those who are depressed have these ruminations, we call them, where they keep coming back to the same question, never quite getting an answer to that question, never quite getting comfort or relief to their query, but keep coming back time and time again to the same thought. I hope you can see the depressed state in these verses as I've described them. Now, maybe some of you are feeling that way today. Maybe some of you feel depressed. We all feel like that at times, I know, but it's often mild and it's short-lived, we hope. But what if, like others, it becomes persistent and it pervades every aspect of our daily lives? It becomes pervasive and we lose hope. We think there's no help for us. There's no hope or help in this world. What can those people do? Is there help for those who feel depressed? Well, firstly, let me say to you that you're not alone if you feel like this. Some of God's choicest saints have been so troubled with depression. Think of Elijah in the Old Testament. Elijah had that great victory on Carmel, on Mount Carmel, over the prophets of Baal. But then within 24 hours, he was running away from Jezebel, chased. He got himself out on his own, exhausted and tired, and in under a juniper tree. He said, "It's enough. Lord, just take me home. My life is not worth living." And of course, we read about this in 1 Kings chapter 19. And of course, the Lord comes by and speaks to him eventually in that still, small voice. Shows him things that he didn't know. There are 7,000, Elijah, who haven't bowed the knee to Baal. And often in the midst of our troubles, we fail to see those things which should be a comfort in our lives. What about Jonah? We read of him in the book entitled by his name. He was angry with God. He knew that God was going to show mercy to the Ninevites, and he did. And Jonah didn't like that. After all, they were the enemies of God's people. And he took himself out and took refuge under the gourd. And he had great shelter from the noonday sun underneath the gourd. And then God sent the worm to eat at the gourd and it died. And Jonah felt he would perish, that his life was not worth living. God came and spoke to Jonah there. and told him, Jonah, you have learnt that I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy. We think of people in history who have been depressed also. I think of Martin Luther, the great reformer. It's well publicized that he was depressed at times. What about C.H. Spurgeon, the prince of preachers? He too suffered from depression. Now, in his case, it was due to a physical ailment. He had a condition called Bright's disease that caused him to have bouts of depression. Nonetheless, these choice, I think you'll agree with me, these choice saints of God suffered from depression. And then in our hymn book, we have hymns by William Cowper, that great hymn writer, whose depression led him several times in his lifetime to feel and to even try to take his own life. Now, all of these individuals suffered depression, so you're not alone if today you're found in the midst of depression. Secondly, let me say that Christians are not immune from depression. It's true, all disease and death and decay and all the things that are bad in this world came about because of Adam's first sin there in the garden. The curse of God passed upon Adam, and we live now as fallen creatures in a broken world. And all that we see around us is in that condition. Disease and decay are part of that brokenness. But we need to be careful here not to ascribe all disease to personal sin. You see, some people will suggest that it's wrong, that it's sinful for a Christian to be depressed. They say you lack faith. They say your lack of faith is sin, and therefore your depression is sin, and you need to confess that sin and get right before God. I think of Job's comforters when I think of those thoughts. Would you say, if you had a septic throat or tonsillitis, this is due to personal sin in my life? Why then do we say, when we're troubled mentally with low mood, that this has to be sin in our lives? No, depression requires treatment like any other disease, and it's then that you need to seek out help. What causes depression? We know what causes a septic throat or tonsillitis, but what about depression? Well, often there's no single identifiable cause for our depression. There's a whole tangle of problems that come together, and it can be difficult to disentangle those things and find help for those who suffer. Perhaps physically our ill health has led us to depression. Maybe the medication we take for other conditions make us feel depressed. Maybe psychologically we have a personality type that makes us more prone to depression. And maybe there are spiritual things that cause our depression. Guilt from past sin. Defeat in trying to grapple with life's temptations. Frustration at knowing that the old man is still alive and well in our breasts. If from this tangle we need to unravel out the causes for our depression, and often we're not able to do that ourselves, we need help from others. You need help in finding this, perhaps, and in doing that you need to talk more about your feelings. Don't bottle them up inside. Talk to a good friend. Now, good friends are those who listen well and talk little. Good friends are those who are discreet and trustworthy. Maybe you need to talk to someone who's not known to you, where you can be more open with your inner thoughts and your inner troubles and concerns. And maybe you need to approach a doctor, someone who can give you specific help with your symptoms. Above all, we must speak to God in prayer. No one is so kind, so loving, so caring for his children, so full of grace and mercy. Oh, that we would talk to him more. Joseph Scriven, the great hymn writer, recognized this in the hymn that he wrote. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear, What a privilege I have to carry everything to him in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to him in prayer. Prayer may be difficult in depression. Sometimes our mood is so low that we don't have the energy to pray, and it's then that we maybe need to ask others to pray for us, and to pray that the Lord will come and deal kindly with us. Often in our prayers, when we're depressed, the heavens seem as brass. There's no way through. We lose sight of God. He's up there, we know, but we can't see him. We don't feel the sense of his presence. Maybe we forget in the midst of our symptoms that he is near. That brings me back to my text. It's as if David, speaking to his own heart, is saying, David, remember, I will yet praise God for the help of his countenance. David, hope in God. There is hope in God. I might feel hopeless, but there's hope in God. And we need to see in the second place then the remedy that is prescribed. We have seen depression described in the Psalms. Now let's look at the remedy that is prescribed. Earlier we noticed that depression was a state of hopelessness. Well, here we have hope returning, hope given to those who lack hope. In our trouble, the one who gives us hope is the one who is the light of the world. John tells us that he is the giver of life, and he brought life and light to those who will turn to him by faith. Paul tells us in 1 Timothy 1:1 that the Lord Jesus Christ is our hope. He is a living hope. Now our text goes further and suggests that if we consider God's countenance, then this will help us in our distress. We will yet praise him for the help of his countenance, and hope will be revived. And wonderfully, the psalmist has revealed some beautiful pictures of God's countenance and character here in the Word. We have cameos of God's attributes of his grace here in these verses. Maybe you've been so consumed by your low mood that you missed seeing them. Maybe we miss seeing God's goodness to us as we go through this life. Well, God is good to us here in this psalm. He has shown himself to us here in the Psalms, and yet we maybe missed it. Let me point out some of those pictures of God finally in the Psalms. Look at Psalm 42, verse 2. He's described here as the living God. Friends, we don't worship a God of stone. We don't have an idol, something within our hearts or our own imaginations. No, we worship a true and living God. We sing the chorus, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. We need to take hold of this, that our God is a living God. Secondly, verse 8, Psalm 42, there we read that he is the God of my life. He has given me new life, spiritual life, eternal life that will never end. And no matter what troubles come in this life, I know that I am a possessor of the life that he has given to me. In him was life, and he is the light and light of men. Thirdly, verse 9. Look at verse 9. I will say unto God, my rock. He's my rock. All around us might feel like sinking sand, but we have in our God a rock, a secure place, a strong place, a foundation that won't let us down. You might have built your life upon the sand, my friend, but you need to build it upon the rock that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The hymn writer says, upon Christ the solid rock I stand. Then look at Psalm 43, verse 2. There we read of God of my strength. In depression, we feel our strength is gone. We feel beat, we feel down, we feel down and out. But our weakness is that perfect platform for God's strength. God spoke to Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, saying that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Then again, verse 4, Psalm 43, verse 4, there we read of God, my exceeding joy. Now, how did we miss this? We're sad, we're depressed, we're down, we're unhappy, but here he is presented to us as our exceeding great joy. Oh, that we would find again that joy that we miss. And then finally, in Psalm 43 and the verse 4, there we read of God, my God. That settles it, doesn't it? He's my God. We belong to him. And he belongs to us. We have a living, a vibrant, a personal relationship with the God and through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. My friend, thinking about God and his countenance will help us when we feel we are in the depths of depression and despair. Christian, turn to him and find in him help for you in the midst of your trouble. Consider who he is. Consider who he is here in the psalm that we've read together and meditate upon his word. Oh, this is of great help. We need to spend more time in his word and in prayer when we feel down. Not to be so locked into our own thoughts and emotions, but to take time to find God in the scriptures. If you don't belong to Christ, then you need to flee to Christ. For in him you will find the one who brings comfort and relief to the hearts of all who are in sin. And we're all sinners, and we must turn to him. I thank you for listening today to God's word, and as we've thought on this topic, and I pray that the Lord will bless us together as we seek to find relief from our troubles. Let's finish with a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank you for your word, for its instruction, and we pray that the truth of this word might be applied to all the hearts who have listened and heard this message today. Lord, we pray that we might know a sense of your presence in these days, and for any who don't know thee, we pray that you would give them grace to turn to Christ and find in him the one who holds the answer to all of life's problems. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.